That's Roscoe, the Vibe Meister, I believe. I hope.
Hey, senor.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
I got your music all queued up.
Cool.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
How's the snow on your block? They never plowed 11th Street the first time this week, so we got about 25 inches on the street on my block.
Oh, yeah, I've been digging the whole snow thing.
Yeah?
Big time.
Literally?
It's been good all week,
Mr. Plow, that's the name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
I am not Mr. Plow.
Well, he doesn't visit our block, that's for sure.
So you've been digging it, huh?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Well, I was working with Jack Boy in Waco. Today I'm out here at Coyote. They're putting the finishing touches on the new studio. We got your friend and consultant mad scientist Jim Falconer out here.
Hey, Jim.
Tom says hey.
What a head of hair on that fella, huh?
What a head of hair, yes. Albert says peace also.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hey, Albert.
So that's kind of today's vibe. It's, sort of a soldering iron sort of slide rule kind of thing going on out here.
Do you have gigs this week that we should be plugging?
Gigs? I'm doing the Sunday night thing over at St. Mark's.
Oh, so you're doing the duo?
Yeah, the acoustic.
That's tomorrow
Solo
night.
Go and
Happy
Boy
Hour.
Brothers, Happy
uh-huh.
Hour 7 and 9. Mary Lee, her gig got canceled
uh-huh.
tonight.
That was going to be somewhere tonight, right?
Everyone's sick, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's going around.
You're in a snowbank.
Myself, I'm just happy because,
that you
sort of like profiting from other people's misery.
Uh-huh.
That's always something to smile about.
Yeah, it's the upside of the downside.
Mm. And every
that kind of puts you in the middle.
Every
it
silver
does.
Lining.
It does. I don't know. It just, I like it so much.
Yeah. Mm. Well, being as I'm indoors this winter, I'm kind of happy too.
Yeah, in your computer, you're digging it?
Oh, yeah, I got my whole thing down to about the size of 2 CDs.
Very good.
I swear, my computer weighs less than my phone.
Wow. I don't know if that would work for me, but I haven't broken a phone in a long time.
Since you've been married, you have not broken a phone, Roscoe.
I guess not. Yeah. I winged one at the wall once, but it came back a winner.
Cool.
Let's see, I don't know. I don't have too much of an interesting vibe.
Mm. Can't ask you what food's in the fridge.
What food? No, we were going to call New York's Finest and have them send over a pie.
Mm.
We were over there one time, and it was this astonishing introduction thing as the guy was pointing out his painting of Sicily that was on the wall. The delivery guy noticed our dirty faces and said, hey... to Albert, hey, aren't you the owner of the Coyote Studios? Yeah, this is the owner of New York's Finest. Hey, Coyote Studios, meet New York's Finest. It was like, talking about Sicily like we were going there next week. He was telling to, a few things. And Albert, what's that movie that you started talking about? Where that guy...
Godfather 3?
The guy talks about the Sicilians. He starts saying things about them.
Oh, True Romance.
True Romance.
Oh, yeah, with
there's
Dennis
an
Hopper.
You're an eggplant. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Oh, with the monkeys? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes, I was
then you're
next
an eggplant.
To you.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, then the New York Finest, he gave us a couple of Peronis, and we were drinking the Peronis. He wanted to say, hey, we got a fresh pie coming out right now. You guys like a couple of slices.
Mm-hmm.
We'd already eaten though,
Yeah.
But I guess our vibe is shifting into the food realm.
Well, there you go.
It's lifting my spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are eating?
We're going to. Spinach pie.
Well, it's kind of, I guess, what's your guys' take on the Tanya thing?
My take on the Tanya thing? Well, you hear she's divorcing her husband. He's been hitting on
other skaters.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, she's obviously guilty, but I vote for the white trash anyway, just because
guilty.
She's so horribly pathetic that I like her.
I kind of am on Tanya's side, she's had a tough time.
And she is the only one who ever did the. Not that she's done it in 10 years. You know who I like the best? Let's go straight for like.
Big fat bodyguard that hit his parents?
No. I like the Ukrainian skater the best.
What?
But they dropped the Ukrainian thing. Now it's just Ukraine. It's not
Ukrainian?
No, it's not the Ukraine anymore. You know, and that's really bumming
they're going,
me out.
They're going postmodern
it's
on us?
It's just Ukraine. I mean, they wouldn't do that to the Glenlivet.
You know, no, they wouldn't.
The Glenlivet. It's not, I'll have a Glenlivet. That's incorrect.
It is?
Yeah. So again,
I'll have other Glenlivet.
Yeah, I'll have the
other
Glen.
Glenlivet? Yeah. Okay. I'll remember that
well,
next time.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
I'll ask at the Veselka on Monday.
Well, it's now Ukraine. I mean, according to Tom Brokaw and
my
these
train?
Other jokers.
Oh, well, that's the skater I like the best.
Well,
and
Mikey,
she hasn't hit anybody.
Mikey thinks that Nancy Kerrigan's parents paid off the guy to drum up the whole thing.
That's a real possibility.
You know, like he gets $1 million if she doesn't skate.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Insurance.
Could be.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of has a, like, sort of multinational corporation type conspiracy ring to it, you know?
Well, yeah.
Somebody's got to come up with something.
Reebok and a couple other people, maybe Disney, you know?
Well, the thing was fixed anyway in the sense that Tonya Harding was not going to get the endorsements, whether she skated, whether she got a gold medal or not, she just wasn't exactly, you know?
Yeah, she doesn't have black hair and blue eyes.
All she was going to get to, all she was going to get to do is, like, appear at a few tractor pulls, so she wasn't going to get the big money anyway.
Black and blue knees.
Well, maybe it would actually, like, advance the whole tractor pull thing, you know?
Well.
I'm hoping for the pie in the sky.
There you go.
All right. Well, you guys got some noise, kid?
Yeah, I got noise. We're gonna give away right now. We're gonna give away tickets for Black Sabbath and Motorhead.
Where are they playing?
Somewhere.
I don't know. I think at Brownies or something.
Really?
Hold on a second. They're playing at Roseland.
Wow.
My grandfather was a bouncer at Roseland.
Wow.
Speaking of guineas,
you eggplant. Oh, man.
Anyway.
All right, you guys. Have a good show.
Okay, Roscoe.
Rock onward. Maybe we'll see you over at St. Mark's tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
See you, Roscoe.
Aloha.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks. Mm-hmm.